Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Chilla, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. I need your help today. I came in here scared as a cat. I am nervous. I am nervous about this football game. I think the Rams are game, and I think we have a close one on Sunday. Now, I think the Eagles are going to win, but I think we're going to be biting our nails. I'm predicting the kind of game that you need to lie down afterwards. Like, that, you feel sick. That's the way I feel now on a Friday. I got 2 days to go. Hugh at least made me feel a little better. What do you got? 215-592-9494. It's how you hop in. Nervous, confident. I got Kyle in there basically locking this thing up. Totally overconfident. That's not helping me feel any better. All right, let's listen to Mike Mayock here on yesterday with the afternoon show. With, this game plan for the Rams, the Eagles, what he thinks, and talking about the Rams and how he thinks they're going to make the Eagles beat them. Here's Mayock.
Do you think this is going to be a struggle for the Eagles on Sunday?
I think it's similar to last week. I think it's a similar conversation, except for the fact that the quarterback this week is better than the quarterback last week, and the wide receivers this week are better and more consistent than the wide receivers last week. So I keep saying that somebody's going to come along and make Philly play left-handed, make Philly beat them with the pass game, and I think Sean McVay's going to try and do that. Now, the caveat here is, just like last week, Philly's a better football team. Barring turnovers or anything crazy, I think they should win this game.
So I agree with the way Mayock put that out there, Hugh, that they should win the game. They're the better team, better roster, home, longer week for preparation. But the way Mayock said it, he said it's like last week's game, right? But they have a better quarterback and better receivers. That, to me, means this one could be tight. Because last week, they won by 12. Let's just say the Rams are good for one more touchdown than the Packers. That means this is, like, tight in the fourth quarter.
I look at it like this. He's not lying. This is a better matchup. And that's how it usually works in the playoffs.
Gets harder as it go along.
But there are certain things that favor you. The thing that the Los Angeles Rams defense ate off last week was their quickness and their ability to get to the quarterback.
And they were up so they could pin their ears back.
Yes, they could pin their ears back. They made that team one-dimensional.
Yep.
The weather factors into this a lot more in this game than it did in the last one that they played in. And on top of that, the person that called in that said they were worried and how well the Rams looked and all this other stuff. Sam Darnold had 2 weeks in a row where he looked like hot garbage. Two of them
it's
things.
It's like the clock struck midnight on
you know
Cinderella,
what I'm saying? That's a good analogy, Joe. And she lost the glass slipper and never found it. That's what happened to him. So I don't put too much stock in that. I really don't. Because he looked shell-shocked from the beginning of that game all the way through. This game is going to be a little different. I try to tell y'all stuff that you need to look for. Watch how those Rams players come out of tunnel. You'll probably have a few that try to be, He-Man, come out with their shirts off. Because I've seen a lot. It's funny, man, especially when it comes to cold weather teams. I've seen a lot of cats this year. It's become a one-upper type situation.
Did that used to happen when you played?
No, it used to be. I remember the biggest thing we used to do, like you come out with your short sleeves on or whatever. But now you got cats coming outside with no shirt on. You got cats coming outside with no shoes on. You know what I mean? Just trying to let everybody know the weather don't bother them and all that stuff. It's one thing with the weather not bothering you. It's a whole nother thing when somebody putting hands on you consistently.
Of course.
And that weather whipping like that, man. It's different. It's a different animal. You're talking about how big this offensive line is. You're talking about being a defensive player out there. And that momentum, that adrenaline is going to carry you probably, I give you to the first half. It'll carry you to the first half. But, boy, when that second half kick in and them big dogs still coming and they still humming and you sitting there and you're a little tired and Jordan Mailata still over there talking trash and, you know, that pride you was running off of starts to give out and you're just stuck with what you got left in the tank, it's a rough day, man. I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. When you out there talking trash and the weatherman getting on you and they running the ball down your throat and there ain't nothing you can do to stop it, that's what needs to happen Sunday. They need to get a heavy dose of Saquon. I know somebody mentioned in the press conference how Saquon is close to 400 carries a game. This season.
For the season, yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong to me. In order to get to where I want to be, I got 3 weeks of football left to play. He can run the ball 40 times.
You know how in the beginning of the year I was, you know, cognizant of too much. Forget that now. I'm with you, Hugh, on this. I mean, like, forget that. We're close to the finish line now. You got to finish this thing.
Man, listen, I would not. If there was a stat line, 30 to 40 carries in this game for Saquon Barkley, wouldn't have a problem with that. And I would tell him before the game, hey, dog, gonna lean on you today.
Well, they might have to. It's funny, as you were going through that and the tough guy stuff about showing how tough you are, it made me remember, you know, one of the many reasons I never made the NFL. I'm not a tough guy. The cold does bother me. I'll be at the pregame show in six layers on Sunday. Meanwhile, they're going to be out there in short sleeves getting ready for a football game. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. Our one more thing for Mayock yesterday. Keep an eye on this. Now, this might just be a prediction, or, you know, Mike Mayock's been around this a long time. He might have a good sense of this. Hugh, listen to Mayock with a little prediction on something the Rams might do Sunday against the Eagles.
Here's what I would say to be aware of, okay? The Rams have enough talent to win the game, number one. Turnovers are a huge deal. Philly was +4 last week. The Rams were +2. That was the best in the playoffs last week. And lastly, I think McVay is going to try and steal a possession. You know, he's going to be aggressive on fourth down. He might fake a punt, but I think they're going to do something to try and gain an extra possession or two in this game. And I think they're dangerous. I think they're going to be really aggressive and tough. And Philly's going to have to complete some passes to the receivers in one-on-one coverage.
Hugh, week three of the season, Rams 49ers. Second quarter of the game, 14-0, 49ers are up. You know what the Rams did?
What did they do?
They faked a punt. They got it. They won the game.
Because that's the only reason. That's the only way you're going to be in this game.
Steal a possession.
Yes, yeah. And you know that because you can physically dominate this game, just like they physically dominated the game the last time. And you know what? Another X factor in this is you're getting physically dominated, and it's cold. Mm. That's not a recipe for somebody who don't want to be out there. I don't care what Jerry Verse said about the fans or whatever. He's mad because he has to play in this inclement weather. I'm telling you, man, it's different. He's from here. He knows how it goes or how cold it gets. It's different when you got some big-ass dude leaning on you trying to impose his will on you, man. It's a different ball game, man.
They got thick wood hard. Hard.
You know what I mean? It's just like – and I used to hate games like this because it was a tussle. It was a straight-up-and-out tussle, and you knew in order to have success in a game like this – you have to stop the run. I don't think they're equipped to stop the run. I really don't.
215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines here. Confident, nervous, where do you come down? And before this segment is over, we had a little bit of a controversy that we have to get to, and it has nothing to do with the Daily Douglas. Just something else that happened already in this show.
Thank God.
That we need to react to. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will? What are you feeling, buddy?
Oh, man, listen, man, I don't understand why we keep worrying. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I told my partner I work with, I said, yes, if they get in this playoff, they will be dangerous. But guess what? They're playing the Eagles, baby, once again. And guess what? Let me get some, Kyle.
Kyle, he needs his music. Let's hear it.
You missed the music, Kyle.
No, he's ready. He's ready to go. There you go, Will. Let's do it, Will.
Come on, where are we going? We can't be sleeping like this on the field, Kyle. Listen, man, one thing about the Eagles, this Sunday, we all in, baby. We all in. The defense, all in. the offense, all in. The special teams, all in. Guess what? Saquon, a touchdown. AJ, a touchdown. Jalen, a touchdown. Even my man Johnson coming off the bench, a touchdown. Welcome to the carousel. It's on and popping, baby. So guess what? This team coming into Philadelphia, they're going against the Mike Tyson in the squad. We in the crowd, baby. So what we going to do, we're going to pack these dudes up and mail them back to L.A. We're going to put them in a box. We're going to put the quarterback in the box and put their running back in the box and ship them back to L.A. with an Eagles fan with no return on it, baby. Because we're number one, and we're going to go all the way, and ain't nobody stopping us. So whoever want to see us,
that's a good one. All right, we're one for one so far with the music. Well, he didn't finish it.
It's partially my fault. We're half for one.
All right, he had enough, but you weren't ready. Okay,
yep, that was on me.
All right, well,
I'm not doing myself any favors.
I asked for you guys to make me feel better. Hugh's the only one right now that is doing his job.
I think that this game plan is a no-brainer. I really do. And maybe I'm being overconfident in the way that I'm analyzing this game.
Uh-oh. Now you're
but it's a no-brainer. Like, and a lot of people have said it. Like, run the ball. Run the ball. We have the strongest running game, you could argue, in the playoffs right now. Mm. Equivalent or comparable to the one that they have in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Run the ball.
I agree with that.
Run the ball. Run the ball.
Sounds like we got to do some run the ball chants at the pregame show Sunday as the crowd pours in. Hugh, you started off. Run the ball.
Run the ball.
That people will jump on that immediately.
Run the ball.
As I would say, take them to Pound Town. Ridley Ron is up. What's up, Ridley Ron?
Hey, guys. First time, long time. How you doing?
Good, Ron. What's up, buddy?
All right. Listen, John, stop with the worrying. Stop with the nervousness. You know, if we have to get you a dog, I'll drop him off, right? Number one, first reason, Hughes got it right, Saquon Barkley. Look at, prime example, look at when Cam Akers came into the game against the Rams last week. First run, 9 yards. Next run, 25. They're at the 50. They go back and pass 10-yard sack. Just run the ball, plain and simple.
Well, Ron, I agree with that. All right, go ahead. Run the ball. I'm writing it down. Go ahead, number two.
Let me give you the second most important. They don't play in the cold. Look at the Rams' schedule. They haven't played in the cold all season long.
Well, they did. They did. They played the Jets in 23-degree weather a month ago, and they won.
I don't count the Jets.
Well, all right, but you said
he said don't count.
I don't really count them either. But they
but that's
did.
How
they,
we, you know, he's tired of.
Are you cooking? Yeah, you cook. Good, forget that. Forget the Jets game. Go ahead.
All right. Well, they played at Chicago and lost, by the way, and that was early in the season. It wasn't that cold and whatnot.
Right.
Besides that, they're in domes. They have no idea what they're in for. We're going to kill them. Let's end it there. Thank you.
You got it, Ron. I appreciate the phone
call.
That's
right, John.
Yeah, so a couple things. One, I agree the weather and the outdoors and the snow, it all is favoring the Eagles. But, like, does it not drip with irony that I'm sitting next to a guy that played a game 20-something years ago against a team from Florida that wasn't supposed to win in the cold? Like, we can't just sit here and say, well, it's cold outside, it's game over.
Yeah, that game plan was phenomenal, though. I mean, I'd never forget.
Right, they had a great coach. This team has a great coach.
Yeah, I remember when Gruden talked about how...
What they call it, the elephant package?
Yeah, he talked about that, and I was just thoroughly irritated when he brought it to my attention, but still. I don't think with this defense, how you going to get Jalen Carter off the field?
No, you can't. You can't.
I mean, it's different. You know, I was a smaller defensive end, and, you know, I gave them fits in the passing game when they tried to throw the football. So they knew that in that package I would come off the field.
Yeah.
So
no,
it's something different. Jalen's not coming off the field. So I think that's where the difference is. The biggest benefit that you'll have in this game or you'll try to exploit is the fact that N'Kobe Dean's not out there.
That's a big one.
And I think that there's only so many packages that you can get to isolate, in my opinion, a linebacker. Never played linebacker, and I might be dead wrong on this one, but I feel like there are ways where if that pass rush is getting there, you could protect that linebacker and his ability to cover on the back end.
It's going to be a few plays. It's situational stuff. Yeah. And they have to, really, more than isolating the linebacker, and we'll get to more on Nakobe and his absence coming up, it's going to be about tackling. They missed a lot of tackles last week when Dean went out. I don't think it's going to be like, oh my goodness, they have Burks or Trott in a blender all game, but it's going to be, can those guys make enough tackles so a 3-yard Kyren Williams run isn't a 6-yarder, first down Rams, they keep the ball. That's the stuff we got to avoid.
Also, I don't buy the Bucs thing. Like, I think we can separate just cold weather from the elements.
Yeah, right.
Right. Like, right. That, like if it's rain or snow, that's a little bit different than it just being cold. If it was just cold, I would tend to agree with you that that's, I don't think that's going to play a massive factor. But the snow would, it could make a massive difference.
Well, and Matthew Stafford, as we pointed out yesterday, it's all over the place now. His stats historically, not just this year, are bad in rain and snow. I mean, he's a dome quarterback that's played in L.A. and Detroit, and he went to college at Georgia and's from Texas. It makes sense. He's not a great snow quarterback. All right, before we go any further here, though, we have a brewing scandal to hit on the show. Again, I came in here today, and I'm down. Like, I need you guys to lift me up. And, Hugh, I would say 99% of the show so far, you have helped me. I feel like you're making me feel better about the outcome. It didn't make me feel as good when you called me the wrong name earlier in the show.
What did I say?
Let's hear it.
I just feel like everyone just is putting the Eagles in the next round. I think this is going to be a challenge.
Yeah, it is going to be a challenge, John. And I think
damn it. I said John. Yeah, I was tripping.
And you led that caller astray. Ridley Ron came in and called him John.
I've been called John twice now in 45 minutes.
I don't know where John. Where did John come from?
I guess he had mentioned Joe and John.
Yeah,
this morning.
I think
about
I said their name.
The conversation there, and you were like, yeah. I mean.
I don't know where that came. You just let me steamroll all the way into that. Didn't say a word, and I didn't even know. Didn't even. Damn. That's
well,
crazy.
I wasn't sure at first, so I went there. In the break, I said, Kyle, I'm 95% sure he called me John, and we found it. So
that's crazy. I apologize.
It's not. You don't have to apologize.
John.
We do have a lot of Joes and Johns around here. I mean, we're interchangeable. I think that's part of the reason they hired us all. So, like, if someone's down, you just put the other one in. No one knows the difference.
I said John. That's crazy.
Early on, not too many good omens for this game. If you believe in Juju and us having any effect
juju
on this game,
it's not great,
we're in trouble.
Juju. Yeah. I mean, we got two wrong names. We got a Daley Douglas. Yep.
We got
funky
the
hype
convention
speeches. You.
Wait a minute, dog. Hey, I just want to
I'm
say,
about to start dumping you every time you say that. I can't deal with this back here.
215-592. All right, let's go to Bear, who's up next. What's up, Bear?
Hey, what's happening, guys? It's been a while.
Bear, how you doing, buddy? What's up?
Good, good. Joe, I'm with you, man. I got 3 points I'll give you, and then I'll let you guys discuss. But on the game, I think it's going to be closer than we want it to be. And my first point is, how are we going to feel about this quarterback and his team if, say, we come out of this flop with, like, a 17-13 win? And
what do you mean? Wait a minute. Before you go, Bear, what do you mean, how are we going to feel? Did we win?
Yeah, he's setting up a win, yeah, but it's 17-13.
Oh, so what's the problem?
Well, no problem. That's what I'm saying, but it seems like a lot of the callers are having a problem, or at least the people who are calling in saying we're going to blow them out. I don't know if we're going
to
blow them out.
Oh, no, I just want the win, bro. Yeah, I feel you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the win is all that matters. I'm just saying, you know, what's the conversation going to be like? Are people going to be jumping on Jalen again if we only score 17 points? You know, are people going to be on the team or on Nick or on anybody else if we, you know, come out with like a 4-point win, you know? But anyway, with that, Hugh, though, you, as somebody who's played in the snow, I'd be interested to know what your thoughts are on, in terms of how it slows players down. Like, who do you think that more of a disadvantage? Obviously, it's going to slow down their receivers and their routes, but it's also going to slow down our pass rush, which is going to give them a little more time to pass. So who do you think is at more of a disadvantage in the snow? Would it be their offense or our defense?
Defense. It's a defense because you talk about a lot of times, especially when you talk about the secondary, anticipating what routes the receivers are going to run and stuff like that. You're probably going to be like a little bit of a hair off.
Right.
The edge rushers will probably be affected the most. I would say the interior D linemen, you know, your biggest asset is to be the push up the middle. I think, you know, one person on our defense, I think that this will affect the least is Jalen Carter. Because of his unique ability, of his unique blend of speed and power, I think that gives them a little bit of a problem. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how they try to block him, because you're talking about a guy who has unique quickness getting off the ball and can get up the field pretty quick. You know, he's going to overpower most of the people that he's playing against. And I would probably think that Coach McVay is going to probably try to make sure on passing downs that somebody or two, maybe two or three people, get a hand on him to try to slow him down a little bit so he won't get that up the field penetration. That will put the quarterback in a bad spot. So he will probably be the only cat that this weather will not affect him at all.
Right. Everybody else is going to be out there sliding around.
A little bit. Well, it's more so when you're a guy, say like a Nolan Smith, that relies on the speed a lot. He will have his speed, but the change of direction, you know, last week when he went inside to get the sack and everything, that might be compromised a little bit because of the footing. I don't know, because this is some new grass. I'm pretty sure they're telling the guys to, you know, make sure you have the right spikes on. If I'm not mistaken, they've been practicing at the field. So they should be somewhat more familiar with the field than the Rams will be. So it does put you at a disadvantage, but they'll know, you know, with the proper shoes and stuff, whatever they put in, they'll know what type of cleats to wear and how they could, you know, move on that field better so than the Rams will.
Gotcha. Okay. And the only other thing I got to ask, if you go to the convention, what are you going to go as, Hugh?
I'm not going to dress up because, like I said, I was reading about it, and it's like there are different, like, factions. Like, they have, like, different animals. Like, you could wolves, sheep, different stuff. I just want to sit in the lobby.
Was it lost on anyone that caller's name was Bear?
I just picked up on that after the fact.
I think he's always Bear before this conversation started today, so he's just Bear. Bear's kind of a nickname for some people. All right, 215-592-9049 for Kyle. You're right back there.
I'm suffering.
Okay. See, now the way you feel since the Daily Douglas is the way I feel about the game. Just like you got a lot going on right now.
My bad.
Trying to get...
I didn't know this was good. I just had a feeling there were Eagles furry fans, like fans of both. I just didn't know it was that
I
many.
Know your heart was in the right place.
I think, look, Kyle was probably the one that was pushed mostly forward on we should do a Daily Douglas each day. It would be good for the show. It's like a daily thing.
Nah, he's regretting it.
Well, no, I just think you got to realize, you know, once a year, twice a year, you're going to regret the idea. I think even the best ideas, sometimes you kind of have a pitfall there. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
What's going on, man?
Happy Eagle Friday.
Happy Eagle Friday. Bruce, what's up, buddy?
Man, I'm fired up about this game. But look, before I get started, yo, Hugh, my man.
What?
Very convincing. Hey, look, man, I got your back 100%, man. Don't listen to anybody else on them laughing at you. Because you know what? I got the perfect suggestion for you, brother.
What's that?
Hey, look. So, every time you always talk about Thundercats,
dress up as a cat.
Find you in a panther or a lionel uniform.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
You'll be in business.
We've lost Kyle.
Yeah, the visuals today are off the charts. All right, Bruce, what do you think about the game here?
It's Friday, man.
Okay. well, the same as always. Kyle, you know, man, just relax, man. Do a woo-saw, man. Go in the corner and meditate. We're going to be okay, brother. We're going to be okay, you know. But I'm glad you played this clip earlier because, you know, these national talking heads, I'm glad that they still are disrespecting the Eagles, elevating L.A. because, you know, this is the kind of energy that we feed off of and how Stafford is better than J.H. Love it. You know, I embrace it. I don't let it get mad because all that's doing is just feeding the motivation for the Eagles. So, look, they're going to go – this is going to be about power. It's going to not necessarily speed, but it's going to be about power. And that's where the Eagles have the ultimate advantage. However, I'm looking for, in the passing game, some improvement where they shorten up the routes that allows Jalen to play some small ball. You know,
Bruce, I like that. I like that, and we're going to need that. Let's get the ball out of his hands quickly.